This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on this D-Day, June 6th, 75 years after the actual event happened on the beaches of Normandy, as we broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. To the greatest generation that took part of D-Day, we salute you as well. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, and the United States Coast Guard, too, for your service to America in keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. 7 past the hour, and here is Miss Rosemary.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, team. You know, Captain, I was saying, I'll tell you, I cannot add. It would be awful for me to try to add anything to the story. You know, we think we know it all. You know, I thought I did. No, there's so many little things that along the way, and I'll tell you, I've been consumed by the D-Day thing. I mean, my emotions were just on high, and you guys know me yesterday. I'm sorry, there's nothing else. And by the way, Bill Bunkley had some great, I don't know if he's listening, but great specials, too. He's going to have them again today. But I mean,
well, I've got a live call coming in from one of our people from Salem who is on the beaches of Normandy right now.
Oh, you know.
Fourth hour.
Wow. I tell you, I don't need coffee tonight, that's for sure. It is just, you always put on such a great show, Captain. I thank you so much. But like I say, I cannot add anything to it. I don't have the right to, but they were heroes for sure. If that song Heroes, it goes right through my mind. Like I say, right now at this time period, just think about what they were going through. I mean, some of you don't get as emotional as me, but you know, prayer intercessors, they feel things. We feel it. And I'm telling you, my gut, I feel relieved from yesterday. I saw that 5 and I didn't know why. Well, because it was delayed today, you see? So there you go. There's reasons why we feel things.
The weather.
Right. Okay, but anyway, I'm learning more and more, and I'll tell you, you can never know enough about this. You can never know enough about this. So let me just end, because I don't want to add anything to this. By the way, all of you needing prayer, don't worry. I'll get back to that. Consumed with this, and you can understand that I would be. I mean, history, oh my goodness, just think where we'd be had we didn't have these young heroes.
You'd be speaking German or Russian.
I don't.
Maybe Japanese.
Yeah. Hello there. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be here. I wouldn't be talking about God. I don't think I'd be allowed. So we have so much. Oh my goodness. It's going to be another. I can tell it's going to be another one of those days. I just can't get away from all this. And that's a good thing. We have to remember this. And we're learning more and more all the time. So at this very hour, and by the way, I know there's survivors, and it's just fantastic. So
yeah, I might see one or two of them today at Mixon's.
Oh, that's right. You're going to.
Yeah, we had a World War II vet show up.
Oh, Captain, that would be great. I tell you, I would love that myself. Anyway, I want to end by saying a couple little things that have to kind of go along with it. I read this from Philippians, and it's so perfect for all of our heroes that were involved in the D-Day event. It says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever is true or noble, certainly it was noble. Whatever is right, whatever is worthy. Think about these things. Think about these things. All day today, think about these things. And the God of peace be with you. So to all of you, and you know my favorite verse in the Bible, and this definitely is for these people. I don't know of a better verse. And you know me, I don't use it often, but greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Many laid down their lives that day. Many lives were taken. And, you know, you could tell I'm weeping again. I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of if we're emotional about this.
They lost 5,000 the first day on the beach.
Amazing, isn't it, Kevin?
Day number one, yep.
And you know, you could almost, if you were, if some people are not as feeling as I am, but I could just sense the fear that must have gone through them as they... Well, they didn't have too much time for that. I guess they were pretty shot pretty quickly, weren't they, Captain? I don't think they had a lot of time for...
Well, a lot of them had their boats blown out of the water coming in on the beach. They were shot as they were getting off, and some of them drowned because they got dropped into water.
Know.
It was over their head. And
dear God.
Then you had the paratroopers behind enemy lines. They got dropped in the wrong zones, and they got shot all to pieces.
Yes.
Yep.
And to me, the wait would have been the horrible part, when they had to wait that extra.
But for the most part, everything went the way it was supposed to, and thank goodness that...
So, well, remember I talked about that last week?
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful the way that was. I already discussed this, because I was watching the special, and I said, Captain, and of course you already know, it was just wonderful the way it was done. But like I say, I cannot add anything to it. I'm not going to try. They're the heroes. Let's not forget them today. Ever, and God bless everyone, and I love you all. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and God bless you, Captain. You always put on the best shows. You're the only one I know that would do this. You know, you everything surrounds what's going on today.
Well, I don't do it for me. I do it for all those who came before me, including my father.
Oh, what a story that is, by the way. I had known that, and I'm telling you that, wow. You're amazing. I mean, really and truly, that must have been, when you heard it, it must have been something.
It was. It shocked me.
Absolutely, because I guess he stayed quiet so long.
He never said a word.
No.
Not a word.
No. And I can understand why. I know you can, too. You know, very, very emotional thing to go through. So if you're emotional today, people, you should be. You're right. We wouldn't be, I wouldn't be able to talk about my Lord that I love so much, the God of our nation, you know, if this had not occurred. But God was with them. Anyway, thank you all. God bless you. I love you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you, Kim.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, thank you very much. And Uncle Rick in Bradenton said that the theme song from Victory at Sea got his blood up. Yes, we all watched the TV show. Well, you know, every week I was glued to the television set watching that thing. Okay, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us, what's on your mind?
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the captain as we roll across on a D-Day morning, remembering what happened 75 years ago and giving thanks to the greatest generation for what they did. And okay, sorry about that, Nelson. We got Nelson from Jasper hanging on the phone line here. But before I get to Jasper, I want to tell you this segment is brought to you by USCCA, the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link, and while you're there, sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Every day, a different gun. Changes at midnight. And then, by the way, after you do that, consider becoming a member. They have three levels of membership, and if you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including some of their great gear that they have to offer you, and a great carrying bag that's first class too. Now, before I get to Nelson, I want to play this minute-long prayer that Donald Trump gave yesterday at these ceremonies in Portsmouth, England. Now, this is the original prayer that was given by FDR, and just listen to the way the president did this. It's very meaningful.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. They will need thy blessings, for the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteous of our cause, our sons will triumph. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, the heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, and faith in our united crusade. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
Wow. And with that, we're going to go right to Nelson up in Jasper, listening to us on 107.5. Hey, Nelson, how are you?
Fantastic. That was an incredible prayer. It reminded me of General Patton and his demand that the reverend there give a prayer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, in all cases, we need to do this. And we go to the bottom of our pockets to bring out from us
yep.
that which is needed for the hour.
Uh-huh.
And Donald Trump, you know, and I wanted to mention the New York Times ran a little article last week about how our president has nominated and had confirmed 40 federal, regional court, federal courts, appeals courts, nominees. And that is a miraculous number, 40. And the New York Times article referred to the fact that this has now flipped two of those district federal courts.
He's appointed more judges during his term, first term in office, than any other president before him.
Yes, and I'm only reminding people of it because they know it, and that's why in the earlier part of the morning you said that the president's ratings are just going through the roof.
They are.
People are sitting up and they're noticing that, and this is one of the reasons why, and our heritage as exemplified by the 75th anniversary. And I think what we need to do is take the numbers, how many in your town, in your city, in your county are still alive from that Second World War roster.
I don't know, but maybe a handful in my right hand, and that's it, of the hundreds that I used to know about.
Yes, and those people need to, that are remainders, and mm-hmm. those that are able, as in brothers and sisters and relatives, tell the American Legion, oh, do you remember Joe? He was in World War II. Will you, if you have a celebration, don't ignore him. This year and next year,
yeah.
bring him or her into
yeah.
the conversation.
Well, you know, Nelson, I have the honor of a lot of events that I do. I have a lot of World War II veterans that show up, and it's always such an honor to see them. And we honor them because they are the greatest generation, and we are not going to let anybody forget that.
I hope not, because, you know, they are absolutely irreplaceable.
Yeah.
These people who are 90-day wonders, we used to...
Yeah, I remember them.
We used to
call had them in Vietnam, too.
That's right. But just these college students and these high school students. And
by the way, do you know what the life expectancy in Vietnam was of a 90-day wonder once they hit the battleground?
Oh, I have no clue.
10 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
Because they were the first ones that had to stand up and give the orders and didn't realize. Oh, and the other thing is they'd come out there with that nice, shiny little lieutenant's bar.
Oh, yes.
And everybody, you know, the enemy, of course, Charlie was looking for the guy with the bar.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
One of the first things we did was either take the damn rank off, number one, or number two, we made it so dirty you couldn't see it.
Sure, disguise it, absolutely.
Which is why they went to the black rankings. Remember when they went to the black?
Oh, yes.
That's how that all got started. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just commenting on the college and high school people who think they're such hot shots because the world was invented in their generation. It is their world, and there was nothing before them.
These kids today, these millennials and these Z-annuals, if they would just take the time and sit down and watch 10 minutes of what happened in World War II, they would change their attitude.
Absolutely, and they need to see these men, these women, who are now lowest age, I guess, would have to be 90.
Yeah,
we're talking
that's
90,
about right.
95, mm-hmm. 100, and so we had...
Yeah, and we had a guy that lived in my hometown that was 15 when he went in. He lied about it. They said he was 17 so he could get in. He was 15 when he went in. He also went through Normandy.
Wow. Oh, it's absolutely incredible. Well, anyway, Captain, you have a great day. And I also wanted to mention that you are on the Los Angeles radio station.
KCAA.
I am so impressed with that. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thanks, bye-bye. Nelson. Okay. Yep. Yeah, and that's Nelson, and we appreciate Nelson. And if you have something you want to share with us about D-Day in particular or someone you want to honor, the number is 877-969-8600. Feel free to call in, and we'll put you on the air and let you opine about whoever it is that you want to talk about, because this is a day to remember. Remember those that came, the greatest generation, and what they did, because it's something that we'll never see again, ever. Think about 156,000 men from the United States, from Canada, from the United Kingdom, troops from Poland, troops from Czechoslovakia, the Free French, that the French army that managed to get over into France and put together an army of volunteers. And think about all those and all the other mixtures of countries that were involved in the invasion of Europe through Normandy. It was an astounding accomplishment. How would you like to have been a German on the beach in a pillbox watching 6,000 ships come at you? How would you like to have that? Now, the first wave, of course, wasn't that many. There was hundreds of them out there that were watching. The ships that were shelling the shorelines, and by the way, one of the... I think it was a destroyer. There was a pillbox that was doing a lot of damage up on top of the hill to the troops down below. And they zeroed in on that pillbox, and they blew that thing all to smithereens within the first 10 minutes of the battle, which helped a little bit and helped the troops get on shore, because a lot of them never got out of the water before they got killed because they were strafing, as they did with their machine guns, the water. They had the range, and they were able to do that and fire and just knock people down. Plus, they had all the underwater embarkments as well that were there and whatnot. But at the time, and they were called frogmen at that time, our UDT people, they went in and they disabled a lot of that stuff, snuck in, and did it under the cover of darkness. Because remember, again, the paratroopers jumped after midnight, just a little bit after midnight, and went in behind enemy lines. Not all of them landed where they were supposed to. And a whole bunch of them got involved in firefights that they weren't supposed to be getting involved in because of the fact they got dropped into areas where they weren't supposed to be. But they adapted, they improvised, they overcame, and the survivors went out and just marched on and completed the mission they were assigned. So there you go. Hard charging bunch of people that we respect with all the respect that they're due on this day. The 75th anniversary of D-Day. And I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Tensions continue to grow between Congress and the White House over Saudi Arabia, especially now that the U.S. government has obtained intelligence that Saudi Arabia has significantly escalated its ballistic missile program with the help of China. That, according to an exclusive report from CNN, who's quoting three sources. Also, senators from both sides of the aisle said Wednesday they plan to block U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia and other Arab states in a bipartisan rebuke of the president, saying they had to act to safeguard Congress's right to review weapons deals. The deadline is Monday for a 5% tariff being placed on Mexican goods imported to the United States. Republican lawmakers want a meeting with the president before the tariffs begin. Many, like Texas Congressman Will Hurd, say the global trade war could have harsh consequences for American consumers.
When the cost of, you know, food on your table and your groceries increases, when the cold beer you want to drink on a hot summer day is increases, these are all things that could have an impact on the American consumer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And on this 75th anniversary of D-Day, this segment of the Captain's America, our first military and veterans news report, is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. And you know, they've been around for a number of years, too. Right here with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, if you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I want you to consider something, because I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, and I'm not kidding you. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Now, they have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida region, because in 14 months... You can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And I meant exactly what I just said. You can start out at 50, at 60, work your way up to $70,000 or $80,000 a year. You might even be lucky enough to wind up with a military contractor or go to work overseas for a country or an airline where you can get a six-figure salary right off the bat. It's all possible. But until you check out the National Aviation Academy by going online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and requesting to take the tour, until you do that, you won't know. So give them a call, too, if you'd like to schedule a tour at 800-659-2080 at one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord outside Boston or the one here right in the Tampa Bay area in Clearwater, Florida. The number, again, is 800-659-2080. The website, naa.edu. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. It'll open the doors wide open. Now, it was a bloody, awful operation of stupendous courage and shocking sacrifice 75 years ago. Originally set out in Normandy as Operation Neptune, better known as D-Day. It commenced and was underway at about 48 minutes past midnight when the paratroopers were being dropped behind enemy lines behind the Normandy beaches. The Allied troops stormed the French beaches in order to overcome the Nazi tyranny that had ruled the continent. The fighting was ferocious, and over 5,000 were reported dead on the Allied side on that one day, that first day alone. It later became known as Operation Overlord. The tone of the conflict had been set long before British Prime Minister Winston Churchill was involved. Because in an age of capitulation, Churchill dared to defy the Nazi tyranny. He'd rallied England to defend the homeland and later rejoiced when America joined the campaign in 1941. Churchill, famous for his leadership in World War II, and justly so, but Churchill was only the best known of the heroes of that era. Countless forgotten soldiers fought, bled, and died for the cause of freedom. And on this anniversary of D-Day, we remember each and every one of them and their heroism on that day. And we salute them, the greatest generation. We salute them. All right. Taking a look at the military stories today. A Russian Su-35 fighter made an irresponsible intercept of a Navy P-8A intelligence aircraft flying in neutral territory in a Mediterranean Sea. Now, a Navy surveillance aircraft was intercepted by the Russian fighter over the Mediterranean Sea in an unsafe manner, according to a statement from the U.S. 6th Fleet. And apparently they've launched a protest over it to begin with. That won't get them anywhere, but I guess you have to do what you have to do. Now, here's what the first few days of the U.S. Space Command might look like. We know that Air Force General Jay Raymond, who was nominated to lead the U.S. Space Command, breezed through his confirmation hearing last week. We also know, if approved by the Senate, Raymond's confirmation will be the first step necessary to establish the enemy combatant command. And we know that the Space Command is going to be used for more than just, sending people to live at the moon, because it's going to be a battlefield, if it isn't already. Now, do you believe in UFOs? Look to China to see where the answer to some of them might be. Because with a cryptic message about UFOs and a picture of a missile launcher, China's military has hinted that it's carried out a test of a new missile after images of an object streaking towards the sky circulated on Chinese social media. How about that? And House lawmakers are planning on banning a cancer-causing foam that's been used in military training, and it'll be off the military bases entirely by 2029. Now, it's toxic firefighting foam that firefighters have used for jet aircraft and other things that they've used in almost all their training exercises, and they're going to ban it altogether over the next decade under legislation unveiled this week by the Congress. Also, the second release in an illustrated series spotlighting the actions of soldiers who received the Medal of Honor is now available. And the next series is going to feature a Medal of Honor recipient who, even though he was placed in a body bag and believed to be dead, refused to die. An interesting story there. Now, Baghdad's Green Zone has reopened to the public after 16 years. I'm not exactly sure that's a great idea. It had been a restricted area. But right now, Baghdad's Green Zone area, the heavily fortified strip on the west bank of the Tigris River, reopened to the public after 16 years of being closed, a move which is meant to portray increased confidence in the country's overall security situation after years of war. Now we'll see how long it'll take before the Taliban or ISIS or Al-Qaeda will try to strike with a suicide bomber. Also, the United States and Philippine officials discussed a new program to thwart efforts by Muslim extremists to recruit and mobilize followers in the country of the Philippines South after a bloody siege by jihadists aligned with an Islamic State group took place. And I'll be talking about that with Denise Simon this morning. And not to be outdone, the waiting time for a burial now, if you want to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, military families are waiting up to 49 weeks for burials of loved ones at Arlington National Cemetery because of the high demand for graveside ceremonies and this increasingly mortality rate of older veterans, according to the Pentagon Inspector General's report that just came out. Now, remember the Niger ambush and what happened there? Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan is not recommending any punishments for higher-level commanders for the ambush that killed four American soldiers in Niger a year and a half ago, despite calls from some lawmakers and former officers to hold more senior personnel accountable for the ill-fated operation. Well, I think there's already been enough damage done there. And so enough people have been called on the carpet, I think that they're pretty well off as far as that goes. By the way, the Army identified the 7th ID soldier who died on the U.S.-Mexican border Saturday. I don't have the name, but he was identified, and hopefully, he'll be long remembered for his service. That was an accident that happened that unfortunately cost the life of a soldier. By the way, the Army simply can't rely on Cold War era munitions anymore, as even the old-age artillery shells and the humble small arms ammunition are seeing major upgrades that weren't possible just 5 years ago. One-way tracers, spoof-proof artillery, and other Army ammunition developments are coming soon to a unit near you. All right, coming back with our next Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
That's Merle Haggard and the original theme from the television show Moving On. Will and Sonny throw it out there, just chuck it up and down the highways of that big old black KW and that 40-foot reefer trailer they pulled behind, and $2 a mile. They go anywhere for $2 a mile. All righty, well, let's get into the weather because we got some humdinger stuff going on here right now, I'll tell you that. Now, the heavy rain is continuing along portions of the Gulf because there is a deepening convective low that started out as just merely a system floating around in the southwestern Gulf, and now it's worked its way all the way up into New Orleans, all the way back towards Beaumont, Texas right now. You've got rain, you've got flash flood watches and warnings, you've got a severe thunderstorm warning right now, right on the border with Alabama and Mississippi. It is moving to the east. There is definitely a severe thunderstorm in the mix there. There's a line of storms that are going to be affecting that area as well as Alabama. Mobile, you should be seeing it in the next hour or so, and possibly over into Pensacola. Now, this convective low will continue spreading moisture along the Gulf Coast the rest of the week. Flash flooding will be possible in southeastern Louisiana all day today, and from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle on Friday. Severe storms in West Texas and from Utah to Montana may produce straight-line damaging winds and large hail, and it's possible there could be a tornado out there as well. Building heat is also building up in the west, out in the desert areas, and it's bringing on the increasing potential for fire weather threats. So here is what we're looking at now. From Beaumont, Texas, along I-10, all the way to just about Mobile, Alabama now, you've got that rain, heavy rain, torrential downpour coming your direction. Again, a lot of flash flood warnings and watches right now.
stories that I'm sad we don't know them all. I hope that there's some good people out there that are collecting them pretty fast so we can just tell them way on into the future.
Well, I'm collecting different articles that I've got. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be playing different things during the morning. I've already done that. I've got a live call coming in the fourth hour from a caller. One of our Salem people is actually on the beach over there in Normandy, so I'm going to be hearing from him. And it's really going to be interesting, all this stuff that's going on. And I can't wait, you know, to get that call to have him describe what is transpiring over there. So there you go.
Yes.
Now, do you have anything you want to relate in the minute we got left here?
I don't know. It's too much. I would rather just it be related to me than I trying to say anything. You know, I don't know enough. I thought I did, but I don't.
Well, you find out something new every day, because every time I have an event, we seem to have someone from World War II that shows up. And, of course, I always like to listen to what they have to say, and they love to talk, and we love to listen.
Precisely.
Yep, and today is the day if you see someone walking around, however they're getting around or being in a wheelchair or whatnot, and they're a World War II veteran, and ask them about Normandy, and I guarantee you, you'll hear some stories you hadn't planned on hearing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a book out with Ernie Pyles, all of his writings, but if there's not, there should be.
I think there is. I can't remember what the heck the title was. It was kind of a funny thing with some of the cartoons and whatnot that were in there, Ernie Pyle, with the stories and the cartoons and whatnot. But I believe there is one of his one of his books up there that's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. I can't remember what it was. Oh, wait a minute. That was Bill Malden. Bill Malden was the other guy. All right. Well, hold that thought, and we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, including the record number of arrests again on the south border. When is all this stuff going to stop? Wow. All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.